Presenting Know Your History.
Monthly hip-hop knowledge with Chase Marks.
A production of Dope FM and thewordisbond.com.
One of the most important things you can get in life is love. And the first thing I knew from my mother was love. Love that came in a pure way. Love that came in a disciplinary way. Love that came just from a mother loving her son. And it's at one point in the first 7.5 years of my life, it was just she and I. So that love was coming strong, and it taught me how to love in a way, and taught me to love myself, and gave me a great foundation. And along with that, I got to see my mother as an educator, as a teacher, go beyond just being a teacher and saying, yeah, this is what I do in class. She tried to help out her students on an extra level. She helped out my friends who didn't have mothers, who had lost their mothers, or mothers have been on drugs. She helped them out too, and I got to see my mother be a giving person, be someone who was able to reach out to others. And somewhere in my life, that shaped me to want to give, just seeing that example.
Yes, that was Common talking about his mother. Very cool quote. I wanted to start off the Mother's Day tribute of Know Your History today with that particular quote, because I think it says a lot right there. In fact, Common was talking about his book. He wrote a memoir called One Day It'll All Make Sense, which is a nice little play on words there, because he originally came out as Common Sense and then got into some legal troubles because another band was called Common Sense. So he had to drop the sense and just became Common. So that's why we know him as Common these days. But in his memoir, his mother actually writes part of the book. And there's one part where she talks about being on the phone with someone from the university, and her son was looking at her kind of weird. And after she hung up, Common asked her why she was talking white. And she explains that you talk differently to different people depending on who you're talking to. And she related it like, you don't talk to me the same way you talk to your cousin or your best friend, right? She was basically saying the words you choose matter. And it's really cool to see that he had that much respect for her, that she's actually one of the co-authors of his memoir, and that he could talk about her like that in front of an audience and put that out, especially in hip hop. Sometimes we just find it really demeaning to women. I don't know why this is the case, but one woman in particular is held up above all others in this culture, and that is mother, that of mom. And I just want to pay tribute to mothers out there today. Happy Mother's Day to everyone who's out there doing their thing. Much respect to you. And we're going to play some songs that are celebrating motherhood today. And we have to start out with this one, the quintessential hip-hop Mother's Day song. This is Tupac, Dear Mama.
You all appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef. 17 years old, kicked out on the streets. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, I'm scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Baby, don't you know we love you sweet?
Dear mama,
baby, place no one above you sweet.
You all appreciate it. Nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love.
I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. You're just working with the scraps you was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Baby, don't you know we love you, sweet.
And dear mama,
please, no one above you, sweet.
You all appreciate it. Pour out some liquor and I reminisce. Cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me. And all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I could pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Baby, don't you know we love you, sweet.
Dear mama,
place no one above you, sweet.
You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweet.
And dear mama,
that's an amazing track right there. That's Dear Mama by Tupac. Tupac's one of my favorite rappers ever. Just the amount of depth and emotion and how he just comes across so real in all his songs is absolutely incredible. He's talking about motherhood there, and it's not always a good thing. He shows some of the downsides, some of the mistakes that his mom has made in that song, but he still is like, I really appreciate everything you've done. I love you. This track's for you. It's really cool to see a rapper being able to do that, because you have to open yourself up there. You have to show some kind of vulnerability to be able to do that. I know a lot of times rap is just standing up and pumping your chest and being boastful, but I really love how Tupac could manage to really speak some truth and illustrate some great points. In fact, here's a little bit of a clip of an interview he did where he's talking about this song.
My mother taught me three things: respect, knowledge, search for knowledge. It's an eternal journey. That's like my haircut, the line. 360 degrees, find knowledge, always. And she taught me to not be quiet. To, if there's something in my mind, speak it. That's what God, that was the breath. She always taught, but also to listen. And she told me this little joke that God gave you two ears to listen and one mouth to speak. Two ears and one mouth, common sense. One mouth, you should speak, but you should also listen. And that's where the knowledge comes from, listening. And once you get the knowledge, then you can speak. And it helps you. So she taught me respect, knowledge, and understanding, mostly. You know, just listen to her.
Yes, that was Tupac talking about the things that his mother taught him and how he was able to apply them. Very, very cool. Yeah, rap isn't always demeaning. There's a lot of good things and a lot of celebration of motherhood happening today for this special edition of Know Your History. I'm your host, Chase March, and we're going to keep it moving with other tracks that are paying tribute to mom. And when you think of hip-hop and you think of Mother's Day, two tracks probably pop into your head right away. Dear Mama, that we just played, and this next one I'm going to play, Hey Mama. This is Kanye West off of late registration. Happy Mother's Day, everyone.
I wanna scream so loud for you, 'cause I'm so proud of you. And I, let me tell you what I'm about to do, mama. I know I act a fool, but I promise you I'm going back to school. I appreciate what you allow for me, and I just want you to be proud.
I wanna tell the whole world about a friend of mine. This little light of mine, I'm finna let it shine. I'm finna take y'all back to them better times. I'm finna talk about my mama if y'all don't mind. I was 3 years old when you and I moved to the shy. Late December, harsh winter gave me a cold. You picked me up something that was good for my soul. Famous homemade chicken soup, can I have another bowl? You work late nights just to keep on the lights. Mommy got the trainer wheel so I can keep on my bike. And you would give me anything in this world. Michael Jackson leather and the glove, but didn't get me on curl. And you never put no man over me. And I love you for that, mommy, can't you see? 7 years old, caught you with tears in your eyes, 'cause a nigga cheating, telling you lies. Then I started to cry as we knelt on the kitchen floor. I said, mommy, I'ma love you till you don't hurt no more. And when I'm older, you ain't gotta work no more. And I'ma get you that mansion that we couldn't afford. See, you're unbreakable, unmistakable, highly capable. Lady, that's making loot, a living legend too. Just look at what heaven do. Send us an angel, and I thank you, mama. I wanna scream so loud for you, 'cause I'm so proud of you. And let me tell you what I'm about to do, mama. I know I act a fool, but I promise you I'm going back to school. And I appreciate what you allow for me, I just want you to be proud of me.
Boys Cup, mama said, life is like a box of chocolates. My mama told me go to school, get your doctorate. Something to fall back on, you could profit with, but still supported me when I did the opposite. Now I feel like it's things I gotta get, things I gotta do, just to prove to you, you was getting through. Can the choir please give me a verse of you? Are so beautiful to me. Can't you see? You're like a book of poetry. Maya Angelou, Nikki Giovanni. Turn one page and there's my mommy. Come on, mommy, just dance with me. Let the whole world see your dancing feet. Now when I say hey, y'all say mama. Now everybody answer me. Come on.
I wanna scream so loud for you, 'cause I'm so proud of you. And let me tell you what I'm about to do. I know I act a fool, but I promise you I'm going back to school. And I appreciate what you allow for me. I just want you to be proud of me, mama.
I guess it all depends though, if my end's low. Second they get up, you gon' get that benzo. Tint the windows, ride around the city and let your friends know. Tell your job you gotta fake them out. Since you brought me in this world, let me take you out to a restaurant, upper echelon. I'ma get you a Jack, whatever else you want. Just tell me what kind of S-type Don the West like. Tell me the perfect color so I make it just right. It don't gotta be Mother's Day or your birthday for me to just call and say, mama.
I wanna scream so loud for you, 'cause I'm so proud of you. And let me tell you what I'm about to do. You know I love you so, I never let you go. Wrote this song just so you know, no matter where you go, my love is true.
Yeah, that was Kanye West, Hey Mama, a perfect track for us celebrating Mother's Day today. He wrote that song years before he released it and actually premiered it in front of his mom on the Oprah Winfrey Show. In fact, as I was doing my research for this show, I saw quite a bit of footage of him performing it for his mom and even with his mom performing it with him on stage. Pretty inspirational. She's since passed away, and it was really nice to see that he was able to share this with her when she was still alive. I actually found this old footage too of them just talking about an old rhyme that Kanye never used. It's pretty touching, and I think it's a nice tribute for Mother's Day in this 39th episode of Know Your History. So I'm going to play that clip for you right now. This is Kanye West and his mother, Dr. Donda West.
Oh, you know the one I used to always try to get you to do, Kanye, and you never did it? What's that? I walked through the halls of the school, and it's cool to be known by many for my rapping ability, but what about the brothers who ain't got it like me? Making money off the trade, you can say it, no, they got it made. The drugs are on the rise, but it's not a big surprise to see something in the young brother's eyes. It says, something on the streets, but the streets are kind of hard. Something, if you want it. Something about reward, remember?
I rhyme Harvard with what?
Yeah, you
That's
said
a good
something.
Rhyme right there.
You did. I said, can you keep on doing it? $1 million. Remember everything you would do? I said, $1 million.
Yeah, and we still ain't made a billion.
I like this, but you good. But that first line was really good, though.
I walk through the halls of the school, and it's cool to be known by many for my rapping ability. But what about the brothers who ain't got it like me, making money off the trade? You can say I had it made.
I love that rap. What, you never did? You didn't think it was good? Nah, it's mad whack, huh?
Nah, it's good. That show you if you have a rap that actually means something, it's good.
You gonna come
it's
back?
It's stand the test of time if you say something.
Yes, we're celebrating Mother's Day right here on Dope FM and thewordisbond.com. And that was a little clip, home video there with Kanye West and his mother talking about one of his old rhymes. Pretty cool. She was one of his biggest supporters, and you could see that she actually like memorized some of his rhymes and would rap along with them and say, well, why didn't you ever use this one? Very cool. Very cool to see that kind of support. And of course, Kanye's track, Hey Mama, is one of the best salutes to motherhood that we have in hip-hop, along with the first track I played today, Tupac's Dear Mama. Very nice tracks. You know, hip-hop sometimes disrespects women, but motherhood is something that we can actually put up and say, hey, look at this, let's celebrate this. And another artist that did a very good job of this is Master Ace. In fact, he even took it a step further by dedicating an entire album to his mother. It's called Son of Yvonne, and here's a little clip of him talking about it.
So I went in the studio and I started to write real songs that meant something to me. I decided to use the memory of my mother as the backdrop and as the, you know, kind of catalyst to carry the album. So I dedicated the album to my mother. I put her name in it, Son of Yvonne, and just decided that the album was going to be more than just a free mixtape of raps. It was going to be an album that actually had some meaning to me personally as an MC, as a person, as a man. And I feel like I've delivered to the fans something more than what they originally expected.
Son of Yvonne is a great album, and here's the title track that Master Ace was just referring to.
I was born, son of Yvonne, Brownsville kid that wanted beyond. Hit the streets, run and be gone, outside with a curfew. Got lessons on honesty and virtue and the people that'll hurt you. Drug addicts, ex-convicts, living in a world surrounded by these conflicts. So many, too many to mention, you can feel all the tension. A mom's intervention, trying to save a son from the worst fate. Getting home after 8 when she works late. Thank God for Nana, I was in a control. In the lobby, sitting on tenant patrol. Cause folks getting robbed on the regular by chain snatching dudes, just sending for gold. Son of Yvonne had a fight up the street. He's a nice kid, but ain't nothing sweet. All I do it for you. It's for all you did when I was a kid. Cause his mad friends ain't wanna be born. But I'm glad to be the son of Yvonne. Son of Yvonne, better get the best grades. Couple of B's, a C, and the rest A's. Not top of the class, but not nearly last. I beat your ass if you think you gon' barely pass. But all my best friends, they be ditching school. Every week it's like a Friday ritual. You got a mind of your own, so let it be known. Son of Yvonne, sharp as a kitchen tool. All I do it for you. It's for all you did when I was a kid. Cause it's mad friends ain't wanna be born. But I'm glad to be the son of Yvonne. All I do it for you. It's for all you did when I was a kid. Cause it's mad friends ain't wanna be born. But I'm glad that I'm the son of Yvonne. I was born son of Yvonne, grandson of Effie Clear. Heard you rap now, DeVal, let me hear. I get pissed and leave. Nana upstairs, make a sweet potato pie cause it's Christmas Eve. Under the tree, AFX racing track. Pick up a gift, shake it then place it back. I wonder what it is, instead of taking a guess. Next morning, open gifts, making a mess. Nana always sits in the same chair. Jackson 5 singing Rudolph the Reindeer. In the background, I go upstairs to see what Mike got. Then I come back down to enjoy all. Nana good cooking, life in the hood, Brooklyn, good looking. Son of Yvonne, Brownsville born and bred. And like that quilt, Nana got on the bed. I'm a bunch of things all sewn together to make one man that'll be known forever. All I do it for you. It's for all you did when I was a kid. Cause it's mad friends ain't wanna be born. But I'm glad that I'm the son of Yvonne. All I do it for you. It's for all you did when I was a kid. Cause it's mad friends ain't wanna be born. But I'm glad that I'm the son of Yvonne.
Yes, that was Master Ace, the title track, Son of Yvonne, which is a really cool album. It's a concept album based around the memory of his mother, and I really like it. There's a narrative in there about how when he was young, he wanted to be a rapper, and his mom had quite an extensive record collection that she was pretty protective of, so he had to sneak out records if he wanted to rap over them, and it's kind of a cool little narrative. It's a nice story, nice concept album, and definitely a fitting tribute to his mom, and something that we needed to pay tribute to today on Mother's Day, the special Know Your History edition celebrating motherhood in hip-hop. And it's cool that we have tracks and we have rappers talking about their mothers in a positive light, because there's a few tracks that, you know, sound like they could be Mother's Day songs that aren't as flattering as the ones that we've played today. These ones have been real emotional roller coasters, really showing you how important their moms were in their lives. I want to play another track from you right now. It's by Saigon. It's called If My Mommy. It's a little bit darker, a little more underground than the ones that we just heard, but it's still a nice tribute if you listen to the lyrics and if you get past some of the profanity that Saigon's using. Saigon is definitely a talent in the game right now. So let's just play this track. This is Saigon, If My Mommy.
Yeah. Yeah. I dedicate this song to that one special lady. That lady who never turned her back on a nigga, know what I'm saying? That one lady. No other woman could be, no matter what, man. Hey, yo, Rod, son, let's reflect for a moment, my real. Yo, yo, I wrote about sticking to mommy, wrote about licking the tummy. It's time for me to write some shit for my mommy, my mother. And not only to tell her I love her, but to show her how the pen kinda helps the kid grow up. I don't even be lying no more, ma, I'm honest. I'm not playing with guns no more, neither, I promise. I'm not hanging with the Donnie. He my dog and I love him, but fucking with son is just too much dramas. I wonder how would it be if you had the chance to raise me. Would I still not know how to romance a lady? Is it because you made me a cancer baby? Did I stay on some crap shit so nobody get the chance to betray me? Whatever it is, yo, I ain't trying to let it go. I'm focused, mom. I know what I'm headed for. Oh, before I let you go, you might not have knew it before, so I'm telling you now to let you know that. Rip. Everything, mom. All that I'm on. You know? Been good, no? Even when you couldn't be there, you was there. You know what I mean, you know what I'm saying? Yo, shit kinda, yo, you know what I'm saying? Yo, I I remember the everyday arguments. Part of it was fucking with my common sense. The other part of it gave me the confidence to do what I was doing. Only if I knew what I was doing. When, what, and who was I pursuing? Being 12 years old, guzzling gold. Coming home drunk, you crying while I stumble and fold. Remember you had your son like a bum in the cold. Cause you was moving my kicks and found chums in the soul. But man, I was a young man just running the road. Trying to make a little crumbs cause wasn't none of my bowl. I hated to see you struggle for gold. When you really deserve ice, double the cold. The glow like your colorful soul. Mama, love for you was one of the grow. Last 10 times stronger than any couple that's old. And oh, before I let you go, you might not have knew it before, so I'm telling you now to let you know that, you know, everything, all that I own, you know, you've been so good, shit is real, man. Hey, yo, G.O., I put my life on the line, son. Distraction ain't gassed up, you know what I'm saying? Yo, I said they could never give enough cheddar to me to talk about the lady that made me negatively. Even though eye to eye, something we never could see. My mother's the one woman no other one ever could be. And see, she gon' be proud when I blow like Nakasaki. Don't ever regret letting them cell blocks adopt me. Jail was a blessing, mommy, my nation stood by me. They got me in places regular faces can't find me. And Omega, my crime, told me I'm so ahead of my time. Even when they fast forward, niggas rewind me. I learned about Malcolm, Marcus, and Kwame. About the white man, why he feed his spice, hands, spam, and salami. Lyrically, they can't deny me. All I need is your love, your trust, and just for you to stand by me. And oh, before I let you go, you might not have knew it before. So I'm telling you now to let you know, Joe. You know? Everything, all that I own.
You've been so good to me.
Song is for love. Mothers in the world.
I would place at your
everybody's
feet.
Mother.
All that I own. You've been so good to me.
Rest in peace, mother.
This world were mine. I would place at your feet. All that I own.
Yeah, that's real shit, man. Real talk, man. I love you, Ma. Word up.
Yeah, that brings an end to our Mother's Day special here on Know Your History, playing some of the respectful songs that rappers have made and dedicated to their moms. We've heard from some of the moms today as well, seen how they've been active and influencing and a good positive force in the lives of these rappers. It's really cool to see. So if you're a mother out there, keep doing your thing. It's important, and definitely have lots of respect for you because I know it's a tough job, especially for guys like us, you know, the rapper dudes who might not always be doing the right thing and are probably testing your patience every day. So happy Mother's Day, Mom. Happy Mother's Day to every mom out there. And I think we're going to close off the show right now listening to a clip from Tupac's mom talking about what she did as a mother and hopefully celebrate one of the best rap artists ever in the game. Rest in peace, Tupac. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
I find that as a human being, very difficult to look at myself and say, what did I do to influence someone who, in my view, was and is an actual great and tremendous and magnificent spirit, you know? I pray and I ask God that what I did was live a principled life. I taught my son to like truth above all else, to not like a lie, to not be afraid to stand up and be responsible when he was wrong. I taught him that it was okay to be wrong, and it was better yet to say, I am wrong. If I did something that was bad, I did this. You don't have to wait for someone else to identify it. You can identify it for yourself. And I taught him that every time a person, a human being, does an act that is not truthful, that person is destroying forever a part of their integrity. And the integrity of a human being must be protected at all costs. And that's, I think, more than anything, the values of loving and respecting other people's labor, to respect people's work, respect the fact that people do work, respect the fact that things appear not out of nowhere. They appear because someone did the labor in order for them to be there, and to respect the act of labor. I think that those are the things that, for me, I'm the most proud of about my son. So what I do is I hope that those are the things that I was able to teach him.
Dope. FM.